The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 11 of the addiction recovery program.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. Once again, it's a blessing and an honor to be here with you. Grateful for the testimonies that have been shared. Step 11, personal revelation. My experience with Step 11 and personal revelation, as at this particular point in time, as we've been grappling and scraping and trying to come back to our Heavenly Father to gain what we've lost through our addiction, you know, this is really the step where we have the opportunity to acknowledge and receive something and recognize that we are receiving and that we have been receiving personal revelation. And as it pertains to us personally and the guidance and direction that our Heavenly Father has been giving us. I think this is a continuation. As it says, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry it out. My own personal experience with my addiction, the intended purpose with my addiction was to cement my soul in a state of active opposition to God and His will. You know, my addiction and the nature of my addiction with the ultimate outcome or the ultimate consequence of completely and totally destroying that natural link that exists between me and my Heavenly Father and that of personal revelation, that divinely natural connection between my Heavenly Father and myself. That connection is the essence of personal revelation. You know, without our Heavenly Father, without His guidance in our lives, without His Spirit and the influence of His Spirit, as humans, the human natural side, natural man side of me, whenever I sin, whenever I find myself out wandering away from my Heavenly Father and doing things that offend the Spirit and offend our Heavenly Father and defile myself, that it's that personal love and that personal guidance that I forfeit naturally from our Heavenly Father. And once I do that, I find myself floundering. I find myself becoming degenerate and failing left and right. So step 11, the essence of step 11, there's a scripture that I want to share found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 123. I'm going to read verses 13 through 17. And as a recovering addict, as we stop and we think about these things that it's talking about the hidden dark areas, about the hidden dark areas in our lives, and bringing them to light and placing ourselves in a position after we've done everything that we possibly can to receive light and communication from heaven, needing to be patient and waiting on our Heavenly Father to be able to receive the guidance and counsel that He has for us. A lot of that has been touched on here tonight. Beginning in verse 13, speaking about, you know, applying this to us as individuals and the individual addict. Therefore, that we should waste and wear out our lives in bringing to light all the hidden things of darkness wherein we know them. And they are truly manifested, from heaven. These should then be attended to with great earnestness. Let no man count them as a small thing. Down in verse 16 it says, You know, brethren, that a very large ship is benefited very much by a very small helm in the time of storm, being kept workways with the wind and the waves. And here's the essence of step 11. Therefore, dearly beloved brethren, let us cheerfully do all things that lie in our power, and then may we stand still with the utmost assurance to see the salvation of God and for His arm to be revealed. You know, verse 17 really captures the essence of step 11, where up until this point, we have done everything that we possibly can, and we need to have patience with the Lord and allow Him to reveal to us, as it says in the Scripture, for His arm to be revealed, or His purposes in our life to be revealed to us personally. I just want to add my testimony to the fact, the nature of God, His love, that He is concerned, that He is a loving God who has a perfect plan figured out for each one of us. He has solved our puzzle personally, and we need to humble ourselves and come unto Him to receive the light as He can communicate it to us so that we can take that puzzle that He has solved for us and understand and comprehend it through the Spirit, be able to march forward and move forward in our lives and continue to overcome. I mean, is step 11, step 12, or is everything done once you hit step 11 and step 12? No, it's a constant cycle. And going back and refining the process, refining yourself as an individual, and humbly waiting upon God and allowing Him to show us what we need to do with our lives. I testify of the Savior and His love, and I humbly do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The full episode for Step 11 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.